555.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
A9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
A9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BLX monitoring.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Rad 2 net. Taking pre-net check-ins for tonight's net. Those for the pre-net, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City.
Yeah, good evening, Ron and Babe and ADRL, Thomas Township.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, I got K8PCQ and ADRL. Any other check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Prenet?
KF8BLX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick from New Lothrop.
Okay, thank you. We got you in there as well. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan RAC 2 net?
Kilo Johnny 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Thank you, Rick. I got you in there as well. All right, we'll stand by everyone. 7 o'clock is approaching, about 7 minutes. And we'll stand by for the net here, KC8YVF. Good evening, everyone. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I am located in Saginaw and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or other announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, M8ERL, KF8BLX, and KC8VOA. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those stations who are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. Hearing no stations for mobile, short time, or in and out, we'll continue to Echolink. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Please call now.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, in and out tonight there, Ron. Thanks for doing the net. Over.
No problem, Dave. Thank you for checking in tonight. All right, at this time, I will take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, call net control now. Do I have any additional regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan RAC 2 net? Please call now. Okay, we'll do a standby here in a little bit, see if we pick up some more stations. Good evening, everyone. Hopefully everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Weekend seemed to cooperate with beautiful weather most of the weekend. Got a little rain last night and this morning, but that's always beneficial. But it didn't ruin the day. It turned out sunny, although breezy for the last couple of days. So we had a little bit of winds go with it as well. First up on the list, we're going to go with Dave, KEAPCQ, standby NADRL. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group. Well, beautiful day, nice cool weather, so we can tomatoes today. And tomorrow is going to be another batch. We've got some stewed tomatoes to do, probably about 14 quarts. Other than that, it The weather's been great, cooperative. I should have my Mestastic radio in a day or two. And looking forward to dig into the kits. By the way, Ron, Ham Radio Crash Course did a good video on one. And he used a Plano tackle box, just a little one, about 3x6. And it had a seal on it, and he put it up at 16 feet, and he tried to avoid most, like, concrete buildings and stuff. And he got almost 2.5 miles with it. So I'll save the rest for the next trip round. And KE8PCQ, back to Matt.
All right, Dave, sounds good. Yeah, it's line of sight, so depending on what you've got, I said toward the north and west of me, I got about 1.5 miles. To the south and east of me, I only got about 1 mile or so. So depends on your tree coverage, depends on your buildings and things like that. Height is, again, always king, but, again, I'm not really sure how it overshoots. So if you get it up too high, the stations that are in close may not be able to get you. It may shoot over the top of them. So, but being a mesh network, if they shoot over the top and get one station, that station may be able to mesh with a station that's closer in that got overshot by the higher station. So who knows on that one? We'll have to see. But good deal on that one. And I put together another one today. I've had the parts. I just haven't been able to get down in the shop to put it together, but I got to put it together. This one went in my vehicle. There is no battery in it. It plugs into the USB in the vehicle and connected to an outside antenna. And so when I start up the vehicle, it'll turn on. When I shut off the vehicle, after a period of time, it'll turn back off. So we'll see how that works. All right, next up on the list, NADRL, standby KF8 BLX. Good evening, Dave.
Evening, all. I just want to put in a reminder for next Saturday that the NAQB, the North American QSO Party SSB sideband, is going to be operating from 2 p.m. on Saturday, 12 hours until 2 a.m. on Sunday morning. If you're looking for some states, if you're chasing after the Worked All States Award, it's a great, great time to pick up some stations. You can work in the afternoon and with changing band conditions and different bands. You can usually make a pretty good showing. A lot of guys actually worked all states in just one weekend. Well, I wanted to bring that up. And about the ARRL, with their latest note on service disruptions, they have came out on August 7th with a statement that the DXCC system will be restored and running by August 20th. So DXCC, there's a lot of guys in the queue, I guess, waiting for awards, and hopefully that should be up and running. The Worked All States has been going on pretty good for the last month or so. And maybe by the end of the month, ARRL will pretty much be back where they were at. And just want to give a shout-out to Rick, KF8BLX. Rick, thanks for joining our net. Always great to have new folks, and very enjoyable to have you with us. 17 meters, I've kind of been bragging that up. That's still working great, especially on FT8. If you have the capability and looking for some contacts, that's a good way to go. And hobby-wise, I bit the bullet and just bought a new Heil PL2T articulating mic boom. Usually for contests and special events, I've been using a headset and a put switch. So now I'm just going to try the boom and the put switch and see how that works. One last thing, I wondered if any of you guys kind of want to get together sometime on the 220 repeater, kind of pick a day, just do a kind of an informal rag chew, maybe do some mobile, see what kind of a range we're getting with it. we've got it up there. We ought to be using it. So that's it for this round. KC8YVF, back to you, Ron, and ADRL. All
right, Dave, thanks a lot for all the information on the ARRL issues. I have not done any more with my log. I've been tied up with a variety of other things. And so I'm still at the same point in my log of trying to get my paper log up the electronic copy. I hadn't even been on the radio, HF, FP8, anything in probably a good month, just other than these Sunday net and Monday net. That's about all the radio time I've got so far. Too many projects going on. And yeah, the 220, that would be good. Pick a net kind of when there's not another net going on and kind of pick a day so somebody's freeing on it, and if they have 220, get on and do that. In the shack here right now, I only have a 220 handy talkie, but it is connected to an outdoor antenna and to a power supply, so it puts out its full 5 watts. So at least with that, I can hit it with no problem. So that would be good there. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah, on the boom. Yeah, I've got a couple of those. Those have worked out nice. I have the headset. Usually for contesting, I use the headset so I can hear a little better. My hearing is definitely not what it was years ago, so the headset usually helps me out. But after a while, it kind of gets, you know, tiresome is using that. And if for quick little rag shoes and other things, I do have the boom. I had one that I used for my Kenwood. And then I won the auction from one of the guys out there in the thumb and picked up a Heil PR40 mic with another boom for that. So I have the boom for my Kenwood mic and the boom for the Heil mic for my Kenwood radio and for my Yaesu radio. So makes it a little easier that way. They are nice. All right, next up on the list, we're going to go KF8 VLX, and then we'll do a station break for more check-ins. Good evening, Reg.
Good evening, Al. Just want to start out and say thanks to Dave for the welcome there. Appreciate it. Not too much going on. Just finally got my 2-meter station up and working the way it should be working. So finally got that goal accomplished. So now I think I'm going to start working on my UHF now and see what I can do with that. Need to find a just standalone UHF radio and get that up and running in another antenna possibly, because I don't have a dual band. I'm just running the straight 2-meter antenna at the moment. Let's see. I'm kind of curious on what this mesh network stuff is you guys are talking about. Anybody's got any more info? I would appreciate a little more on that. Just it sounds like it's almost like a USB plug, almost like an SDR or something, but I'm kind of guessing here, so correct me if I am wrong. And with that, I guess I'll call that a first round and send it back to you, Al. Thanks.
All right, Rich. Yeah, if you do a Google search for Meshtastic, there is a ton of information out there. There's a variety of videos by some of the ham radio YouTubers out there. There's all sorts of web pages and things out there that talk about it and show information. Basically what it is, and I came across this back a couple of weeks before Dayton Hamvention back in May, and I know some of the other, Rick had already was into it. Clayton, one of our other guys here in Saginaw, was into it for quite some time, but I really didn't pay much attention and came across it. It is 900 megahertz radio, so it's a little circuit board antenna, put it in a 3D printed case or whatever, and it works on 900 megahertz, and it's from the LoRa, the L-O-R-A type of circuitry boards for long range, L-O and long and range. And they're used for a variety of different things, for weather stations, for farming, for all sorts of things where they need Part 95 radios on 900 megahertz. Well, there is a conversion. You update the firmware in these, turn them from those other type of applications into basically a 900 megahertz texting system. And the mesh network itself is if I have one and you have one and we're within range of each other, mine will talk to yours, yours will talk to mine, and if somebody else is out there, they'll all mesh or talk to each other, and you can send messages using your cell phone linked to this device and send text just like you would sending a text over, you know, your telephone network. If the phone system ever goes down, like AT&T did for almost a half a day there, you're still able to do texts and things like that to your other friends that are on the mesh network. So kind of a different aspect. It's not really ham radio related, but it kind of is. It falls into our realm, I guess. So something kind of neat. So take a look. Let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now. Okay, I was kind of hoping many would get in there. We'll give her another shout here or anyone else out there in just a little bit. Continue on down the list to Rick, KC8VOA, and then we'll do that other station break. Go ahead, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Hope everybody is doing well. Just a little update on Meshtastic from WTMN. They've got three kits. They've got the D2 station boards, and they're going to be installing them in Harrison and Rosine and one at Frankenmuth. And they're looking for some input back from us, so if we can get together and have a coffee at Horton's and provide some feedback to them here soon, that'd be greatly appreciated. So they're looking for some input back. They're hoping to have it up and running for the MS bike event there at Frankenmuth. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to control, KC8DOA to KCYVF.
All right, thanks, Rick, for the information. Yeah, that would be good. Again, any type of gathering where you have some sort of bike race, any type of marathon race, anything, it allows you to send text to the group. So it has a group type of text network so that once you send it out, you can let everybody know the race is starting, that something's going on, whatever, and it can be done over texting. Over radio texting rather than, you know, sending it out and having it broadcast over the air. So, yeah, it'd be very good for that. So that's good news here. For me, like I said, I have two portables that are just off my call sign because it's easier for everybody to remember. So it's the last three letters, YVF1 and YVF2, which are my portables. I have my router, which is up, is YVFR for router. And the new mobile is YVFM for my mobile station. So we'll see how that does. With that one, like I said, it's directly USB powered, no battery in it. It's got an outside antenna with, I think, about a 3 to 4 decibel dBi gain on the antenna. So as they're doing, hopefully it's able to hit, you know, things a little bit better. So working on that. Other things, been doing a lot of 3D printing, a variety of different things today. I was printing a variety of different parts for my grandson's toys. So that was kind of one of the reasons that I got it, was to be able to print things or repair parts or whatever. And today's project was some hooks. He has a remote-controlled tower-type crane, and he broke the hook off the end of this. So I found a variety of different hooks, so I printed him off different styles and different sizes for my daughter to take home to see if any of those would work out for him. So it was kind of nice to be able to do that. And with the 3D printing, it doesn't cost a whole lot. The software tells me one little one costs roughly 12 cents and another one 25 cents. So it did pretty quickly. And matter of fact, I got another one on the printer. It just finished. So after the net, I'll get that off. And next time I see my grandson, I'll get him that size and see if that helps out better. But those are some of the things to do. I've printed some things around the house here for a variety of different things to help my wife out. So it's coming along pretty good. All right, let's do another station break. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Well, it sounded like somebody tried to get in. We got a little kerchunk of the repeater and then dropped. So is there a station trying to get into the net? Call now.
KDSDAZ, mini.
Okay, we got mini in there. Was there another station? All right, Dave was, WADW was in and out. Mini, you're up next. Go right ahead.
Out here, so, anyway, I had my sister's memorial yesterday, and it was a very nice day and a very nice time. We had 30 people there, so the weather turned out really nice. And I'll say good evening to everyone on the net, and this is KD8BAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I think we might have lost the first part of your transmission. We got to that you had your sister's memorial yesterday, so I think there might have been something prior to that. And then there was another station in there that cut in just before your transmission. So let's back up just for a minute. Minnie, was there anything that came before your sister's memorial? Go ahead.
And I just thought it was a nice day, and it turned out really nice, and we had 30 people there for her memorial, so it was all family members. This is KD8BAZ back to KC8YVF.
Okay, Minnie, I just wanted to give you a chance if there was something else. And the other station that was in there, can you give me your call sign, please?
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, hearing nothing at that point, we'll go back up to the 73 round, and we'll do another station break here in a moment. We're up to KE8PCQ, Dave, followed by NADRL. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF and the group. Yeah, little tip for me here. We keep track of our canning. We do quite a bit of it, Janie and I do. And it's interesting that with the weather we've had this year, we started canning today with tomatoes. Last year, we canned on the 13th of August. So 2 days difference with all this weather differential. Pretty impressive. So I hope everybody has a great week. Stay safe. Enjoy the weather. And KE8PCQ, 73, and back to KC8YVF.
All right, Dave. Yeah, for me, I have lots of green tomatoes on the plant, but I really don't have any. I've had a few off the plants here and there, but I've got several plants that are basically just coming pretty good. Matter of fact, I have just my first zucchini off the plant, so I'm not sure, at least with me, I'm like maybe 2 or 3 weeks behind where I should be. I know I got it, usually I plant it Memorial Day weekend, and I was a week behind that, but it just seems I'm behind at least in that. So I do got to go out and water tonight. I know I got green beans I got to get off the plant, and like I said, I got one zucchini is it. The other plant, I only plant typically two because we get so many. And one's not doing real well, hadn't produced anything yet, and the other one's only got one. So we'll get there at some point, I guess. All right, next up on the list, NADRL and standby KF8BLX. Good evening again, Dave.
Gardens, yeah, our raised garden is doing quite well. Our first round of cucumbers are kind of starting to ease off. The second round that we put in are really doing quite well, and number three round is just starting to blossom out, so I think we're good for cucumbers. Getting some really nice looking peppers from the pepper plants. Our yellow beans are still getting a few on occasion, and we didn't have too many tomato plants this year. We did have two of the small tomatoes, the cherry tomato plants, and they're coming along quite well. Has some really tasty fruit off them, and then we have two big boys, and they're just starting to crank out some. So we're happy with that. What else was I going to mention? I did want to mention, and I'm not sure how much I can talk about this on the air, but I'm going to have three older iPads for sale here in the next couple of weeks. We're replacing iPads in the family. So we've got some pretty decent iPads coming up for sale, all in the OS 15 range. Just let me know if you're interested. They'll be cheap. So back to you, Ron. KC8YVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave, yeah, that's something. If you have that, we can put it out in an email to the club as well. And let you know once you're ready for that, let Mike know, and he can send that out that you got those available if somebody's looking for something like that. So, all right, we'll do one more station, and we'll do our standby again at KF8BLX. Rich, you're up next. Go ahead.
All right, KF8BLX. Thanks, Ron. Let's see, what was I thinking about? 3D printing. Said you were doing a lot. Somebody said they were doing a lot of 3D printing. I've been thinking about that myself. Just kind of curious, though. The reason I was thinking about it is because I'm into RC vehicles and planes, and was wondering about printing some stuff off myself. But my question, I guess, would be: is how strong? What is the strength rating? And can you get different media for it at a higher strength rating or anything like that? I don't know. I'm spitballing here. But, yeah, I'm kind of curious about that. As far as anything else goes, I think thanks, everybody, for the information about the Meshtastic. I'll look into that and see what I come up with. And other than that, everybody have a great week. I'll say 73s and send it back to you, Ron, KF8BLX.
All right, Rich, yeah, for the best fashion, the basic kit, I got mine off from Amazon, and there's other places out there, but the main kind of board that I started with, the simplest one, is called a Heltec, H-E-L-T-E-C, V3, so like as in version 3. So it's a little circuit board you get with a screen on it, comes with an antenna and a cable to attach it to the circuit board. You can get, again, batteries when you do some research, variety of different batteries. And the first set that I did, I didn't have the printer, so I purchased some cases from a guy that 3D prints cases online. And very nice cases. I was really impressed with the quality of the cases that they got. So the board, a single board, and you can get, you know, two of them. Single board was like $28. The batteries I got was like $15, and you got four batteries in the box. And the case was about $20. So a total of about $50 to build one of the Meshtastic radios. So for me, I ordered the two-pack. So I ended up two cases, two of them, of everything, and build a couple of them so I could see how they could talk back and forth to each other. So about $50 gets you into one of the devices to work with. So kind of, you know, not real expensive, not 20 bucks type of range, but still fairly inexpensive compared to some what we do in the hobby of ham radio. So 3D printing, let me break. Rick, KC8VOA, has been printing much more than I have. Like I said, I've only had the printer about a month now. But there's a variety of different filaments that you can get. So when you're looking for a printer, make sure that if you get into that, that you get a printer that can print the variety, a good variety of the different filaments. Some of those are for high strength. Some are for high heat. Some are for high strength and high heat. So basic, what is called PLA, is what I'm printing with right now. It's pretty strong. It's anything that I'm doing for parts and things around the house, but it wouldn't be something that you would want to, you know, put a lot of stress on, like printing, you know, something for a, you know, in your automobile type of thing. There are ABS, there are carbon fiber type of filaments that, you know, have those type of properties in it. So again, high strength in it, there's stuff for high heat into that. There's also flexible type of things. So in a remote control car, you may want to have some plastic, but you also may want to have it somewhat flexible so if it hits something, it doesn't break or snap. So you can do a little research on the type of filaments. I know that's one another thing for my grandson. He has a remote control car, and of course he's crashed it multiple times, and the body was pretty much destroyed. So once we get to a point, I'll have to see if there is a model out there or something that I can print, and I'll have to see what type of filament it needs to print that body and order something in, but to be able to print a new body for his remote control car. So we'll go from there and see what they got. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Rag Q-Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to KC8 VOA. Rick, stand by, Minnie. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net again. And, Rick, to answer your question, the sky's the limit when it comes to 3D printing. They actually print with metal. And they can use powdered metal and a laser and actually make a 3D print. I know Jay Leno had some custom parts made for one of his trucks with it, and it was an outfit out of Florida, but that is getting to be more and more prevalent for many of the prototyping type things they're doing out there now. And, yeah, there is nylon carbon fiber out there. There's all kinds of stuff, but you got to have the right printer to do that kind of stuff, and often that stuff requires an enclosure and a dryer for the filament to keep the filament dry. Nylon absorbs moisture from the air really fast, so and some of it requires special nozzles, not just your everyday nozzle, because some of these particles you're putting out are highly abrasive, so it would widen the nozzle out real quick. With that, I'm going to hand it back over to Net Control. 7301 KC VOA.
Thanks, Rick, for all of the information. And, yeah, for Rich, actually, I bought a printer that kind of has a majority of those properties. It is an enclosed printer. I bought the combination printer that has a box that sits on top of the printer that can hold up to four different spools in it. They could be different colors, different types of material. Some of the first things that I printed are some containers that holds some of the desiccant beads, like silica beads, in there to absorb moisture. One of them I printed also not only holds the beads, but it holds a little hydrometer, so it tells the temperature and the humidity that's in this box. I don't have a heater. Actually, this box does quite well. It stays a constant temperature is about 75 to 77 degrees. And about 10 to 11% humidity. So it does quite well on its own, and the beads absorb any moisture that's in it. So I'm very pleased with the print quality that the printer has performed for me so far. And being an enclosed printer, again, it cuts down on the noise level, moisture level, things like that. So it worked out very well. I'm pleased with it. It's not the cheapest printer out there. It's not the most expensive printer out there, and it seems, at least for me, it kind of allows me to do all of those type of things. But as Rick said, if I did use the ABS or some of these more abrasive filaments, I would have to change the head to a hardened steel head from the basic one that comes with the printer, so I can change out a part and be able to do those with much better results. So. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ will be at the bottom of the list for another station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and not much else to do. I'll hopefully talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your sister's passing and that. And I'm glad that everything went well for the family. It's always hard for that, that's for sure. And like I said, I'm down to, I think, two first cousins is all I have left. And then we're running into, you know, second cousins, cousin by marriage type of thing and that. So we're getting a little thin here in family members, that's for sure. But we're getting up in age where that's happening, I guess. And, yeah, just stay safe in that. Everybody, the rest of the week is supposed to be good. I guess Friday, rain, Saturday, chance of rain, Sunday, chance of rain next week. I have a motorcycle ride, lunch ride with some friends planned for Saturday. So hopefully the rain holds off and we're able to get that in and get that done. But let me break for a second. Other thing, I took Friday off from work. My sister-in-law from Maryland came into town Thursday night. So I took Friday off, and Saturday we've been doing a variety of things. We don't get to see her but about once a year. So we've had a good weekend. It's been a fun and enjoyable weekend. Did some work over the weekend as well, got a few things done, and we went out to my son-in-law and daughter race stock cars basically out at Birch Run Speedway. We were out there Friday night. Saturday we had a craft show down at the Ojibwe Island. They did the craft show down there. Saturday night we were just around the house, did some things, watched a movie and enjoyed the company. And today my son-in-law was out to Owosso racing. So him and his son and some friends went down there to the race. And I raced the car down there. My daughter stayed here and made us an Indian dinner. So she's quite proficient at doing Indian food. She's had a friend for a number of years that's in the Indian family, taught her kind of all the tricks and trades. So we had a very nice Indian dinner today, just very, very good. So I thank her for coming over and cooking us dinner and visiting for the day then, too. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins or rechecks for the net? Call now. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of seven check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:39 p.m. and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, and have a good week, everyone.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.